Daily Rest, Good Friday, April 7th, 2023. The theme this week is Words from the Cross. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." John 19, verse 28. The fifth word. In Psalm 22, the thoughts of Jesus are foreseen. "I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death." The toll of Jesus' crucifixion was insurmountable. The world's sin, past, present, and future, all drained him of life. As Isaiah writes, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted. He opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth." Isaiah 53, verse 7. But now, knowing that all things were accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, the Savior of mankind requested a drink. His thirst was not quenched during his suffering. He would refuse the wine mingled with myrrh when they initially offered it to him. The myrrh could have acted as a painkiller, thus detracting from the full and complete extent of his suffering. He would not even drink until the will of God was completed upon that cross. He thirsted for a drink. He thirsted for fellowship with his God who had forsaken him. He thirsted for the salvation that he would gain for you, that your spiritual thirst would be quenched as well. His humanity was evident, but the punishment was almost over. The scripture had been fulfilled. All of the suffering he endured was satisfactory for the punishment of our sins. It was not yet finished, but it would be soon. He was near death, but death would never have dominion over him. He thirsted and received sour wine to quench his thirst, but soon the thirst would be quenched in full. He would be back in the presence of his heavenly Father. He would be triumphant in the war on sin, death, and the devil. This broken man, God in the flesh, would rise from death in 3 days. He would be broken no more. He would be in glory. Thank you, Lord, for quenching our thirst for salvation. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org. And we all wish you a very blessed celebration of the resurrection on this Easter Sunday.